I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. For centuries now, music has been used as a tool to treat the ill. Throughout the ages, healers have recognized the special connection that happens when music meets the mind. Tomorrow, a group of physicians who are also musicians will explore that very concept of treating disease through music. The group is the Longwood Symphony Orchestra, based in Massachusetts. The players are oncologists, surgeons, and social workers. And they're holding a symposium called Crossing the Corpus Callosum, Neuroscience, Healing, and the Arts. The Longwood Symphony has traveled abroad to work with like-minded artful doctors. They've worked with some pioneers in the field as well. One of them is British professor Paul Robertson. He founded the renowned Medici String Quartet. He's playing the violin on this piece you're hearing now, Beethoven's Opus 130. This is the cavatina, which Robertson has played for those reckoning with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and stroke, and for those who care for them. Two of the speakers at Saturday's symposium will be John Zeisel, a pioneer in the field of non-pharmaceutical care for Alzheimer's patients, and author of the new book, I'm Still Here, and Lisa Wong, a pediatrician and president of the Longwood Symphony.
The symposium that we're doing will touch on many of those topics. The stroke victim who can no longer speak can sing and remember words if they tap as well. If you blow this up into an international context, we are recruiting different parts of the brain around the world all through music.
The reason music works and art works in the brain is that instead of focusing on one particular area, such as in the brain, there are two areas, the Wernicke area and another area on the left side that deals with language, music relates to an associative network of areas of the brain. So it cuts across the specific illnesses, whether it be Alzheimer's or whether it be Parkinson's or whatever the brain problem is, music and the other arts as well cut across it through these associative systems. And that's why it works. And that's why the difference between people with Alzheimer's and without, when you're playing for them, goes away. And our judgment, when Lisa and her quartet is playing, there's no Alzheimer's in the room because everybody is the same. Because they're all relating to that input and that music and that meaning in the same way. It's very powerful. And I think that we represent a new paradigm for thinking about illness. There is a global paradigm that exists already, and that is the randomized, double-blind, control group study. You cannot find the kind of creativity and the kind of brain stuff that we're talking about by doing that kind of study. So not only are we talking about a new way of thinking about the illness and a new way of thinking about the relationship to the arts, but also a new way to think about studying it and finding out and showing that it works.
There are things in the music that cannot be said but can be demonstrated musically, such as the cavatina of Beethoven, and it is the most religious, the most deep, the most spiritual music, and suddenly there's just loss. And when it all comes back together, it feels like you've regained something that you had really lost. And it's the deepest, most emotional piece of music.
Dr. Lisa Wong, president of the Longwood Symphony Orchestra, and John Zeisel, author of I'm Still Here. They'll both be speaking at a symposium tomorrow in Boston, focusing on treating neurological disease through music. And our own Bill Marks is featuring a 30-minute discussion on evolving ideas about the relationship between the arts and treatment of diseases of the brain. It's on his podcast this week. There's a video, too. You can find them on the World Books page at theworld.org.